Inexpensive foods. The food business, if entered into largely, is going to be most perplexing and soul-harrowing. Those who take it up, whatever talent the Lord may give them, will meet with many perplexities. I have been instructed that the production of health foods is of the Lord's devising, and is not to be regarded as the special property of any one man. But no one should take what I say as giving liberty to infringe on Dr. Kellogg's patents or the patents of any man. The Lord will most surely impress minds in every place to devise means for the maintenance of the interests which are to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and teach the ignorant, educating them in simple lines of book learning and in agriculture. He will give them wisdom to manufacture necessary, wholesome foods, which will be more needed in the southern states than in any other part of America. He who feeds the ravens and cares for the wild beasts will give wisdom and skill, talent and ingenuity, for the production of wholesome foods, which are to be sold to the poor at as low a rate as possible. Wisdom and economy. There is much at stake in this work. The wholesome productions of the earth must be experimented upon in an effort to make wholesome, inexpensive foods. The food business is to be made the subject of earnest prayer. Let the people ask God for wisdom to prepare wholesome foods. He who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, will supply the needs of his children today. After Christ had performed this wonderful miracle, he gave a lesson on economy. After the hunger of the multitude had been satisfied, he said, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Written February 26, 1902.